And now a story of soccer superstitions on this Friday the 13th, especially for those who have Paraskevi Dekatriaphobia. But first, here's your World Cup spoiler alert. In today's matches, Mexico beat Cameroon 1-0. The Netherlands crushed the defending champion Spain 5-1. Chile defeated Australia 3-1. And yesterday, Brazil won its match against Croatia. To help provide a lucky push to propel their teams to victory, fans have lots of rituals. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Sao Paulo.
From the Andes in Peru, where this shaman told Reuters that according to his prognostications, Brazil will win the World Cup, to here in Brazil, where this candomblé priestess made her prediction to a local TV station after communing with the spirit gods. She says Brazil is going to do well and can be among the best, but unfortunately, Xangô, our deity, doesn't show that victory to Brazil will come in this World Cup, she says. Everyone wants to figure out who will win the world's largest soccer tournament, and many fans have their own rituals to ensure that their team soars to victory. At a samba school where Brazilian fans were watching the match yesterday, many of them talked of their own private superstitions. Pedro Reza is 29. When asked if he has any habits, he at first denied it.
No, I don't have traditions. I just watch. I don't have a superstition, something like that, I don't have.
But then he admitted,
I watch all the time, all the games with the same t-shirt, in the same place in my sofa, and yes, and I have the same beard.
And when we asked why he does it, he gives a long explanation about Brazilian culture and emulating soccer stars. And then he stops and says,
I don't know how to explain this for you or why to explain, because it's I just do you know? I don't know why I do, but I just do this.
Michel Sergio Ferreira is 48.
Eu tenho uma bandeira que eu carrego desde que o Brasil foi campeão.
He says, I have a flag that I wrap myself in, that I've owned since Brazil won the World Cup in 1994, in the final against Italy. I always wear it when Brazil plays in the World Cup. At no other time, he says strictly. He says, it's my World Cup talisman. We contacted Marcelo Barreto, a sportscaster with Brazil's biggest network, Globo, to see what the journalists there do. They should be too jaded to put any stock in rituals. But he told us everyone there believes that they have to sit in the same chair for every match and stay there, no matter what call of nature they may feel.
If someone needs to rise, to go somewhere, people get desperate. You can't leave your place. Something wrong will happen if you leave your place.
The superstitions are even practiced by the highest in the land. Dilma Rousseff, Brazil's president, has confessed that she knocks on wood before the match, crosses her fingers throughout the whole 90 minutes, and in the really tense moments, must stand up. It's got to work, right? There are pictures of her during Brazil's game yesterday with her fingers crossed, and her team won. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.